Hey guys, sorry I'm late. I was stuck in a meeting. But yeah, because this is about Forex hidden truths, I'm guessing everyone's going to be expecting people to kind of focus on the negatives, and I just don't really feel like there's any need for it. We've spent the last 2 or 3 weeks focusing on very negative stuff in the space. If it's not a trader being called out, then it's prop firms basically being tarnished overall when 90% of trading Twitter uses prop firms and utilizes them. So I think instead of wasting energy on trying to tarnish them and tear them down in a fight that they're literally fighting day in, day out right now, I think we should just focus more on the positives and focus on the opportunities that prop firms have provided us. I think people are losing sight of the fact that prop firms have paid a lot of us a lot of good money, and I don't think it's fair for us to all of a sudden just start tarnishing them. So yeah, I would just like to focus on some positive things. So a hidden truth that I would like a positive Forex hidden truth that I would like to talk about is building a track record. Because again, with prop firms, people have kind of lost sight of the point of being a trader. Prop firms have come into the space and they have made it very easy to access funds, and I think people are beginning to take that for granted. But I also think people are starting to realize that prop firms could literally be here one day and gone the next. And I think in terms of this, it's important for us to be diversifying when it comes to trading. So one of the things that I have been heavily active on at the moment is building a track record, because I think as traders, the end goal should be pretty much either working for a hedge fund and trading a lot of capital, or eventually starting our own hedge funds. So without having a actual verified track record, it's not possible to be trading for a hedge fund. So I've started working with a platform called DarwinX, which allows you to build a track record, which you can then take over to their other program, in which you can actually get access to investors' funds. The percentage with hedge funds and companies such as DarwinX, it's obviously not, the profit split isn't as high as prop firms. And again, people, I think, are taking this for granted, the amount of profit split we actually get from prop firms when we compare that to hedge funds. So yeah, I think a hidden truth for me at the moment is the fact that people need to start focusing on building a verified track record. I don't think this is spoken about enough in the space, and if you are wanting to be a professional trader, then a track record is definitely something that you need. As I said, if you're planning on working for a hedge fund, or even better, if you have plans to start your own hedge fund, it's always going to be better with having that track record to prove yourself as a trader, obviously to investors, or to the hedge fund in particular that you are working for. So yeah, like I said, I think we need to stop focusing on the negativity in the space at the moment, and we all need to focus on our own journeys. Like I said, prop firms are facing a huge battle at the moment. Me working so closely with a prop firm, I get to see the behind the scenes. And when I tell you, these guys are literally working day in, day out, barely having a break from all of this drama. And when 90% of the space is piling on top of that, but yet you are still expecting to utilize prop firms, it doesn't really make sense. You can't expect to utilize them, but then also be part of the fact of trying to tear them down, based on things that are pretty much hearsay. So yeah, final thing from me is just focus on building a track record and focus on your own business.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Madsen. It was really informative. And just like I said before, Mr. Joshua actually brought her up to speak. Remember, this call is a positive Forex hidden space. You understand? We're just here to give you guys info that we feel the masses should be aware about, or things we feel they don't know about, but they are supposed to know about since they're all trading Forex. You get so okay, without wasting much time, I actually have two questions for you, Miss Madsen. So I'll just go ahead and just say the both of them, so you can actually just answer them as you're actually speaking. So the first one would be like, what do you think might be the future for prop firm? Since we all know the prop firm is in the startup phase, what do you think will be the future of prop firm? Then number two, what do you think will happen to prop firms when the regulators come in? Do you think it will be positive, or it will help them like grow bigger, or I don't know, just share light about it. Let's just listen to what you have to say concerning these two questions. Thank you.
Okay, so in regard to the future of prop firms, I don't really think that there is anything to worry about. As I said previously, prop firms are the thing where they could literally be here one day and gone the next, as there is no regulations in place at the moment. As for the future of prop firms, I definitely don't think that there is anything to worry about. I do think that when we talk about this whole bubble being popped at some point, I do believe that is going to happen. But I believe that the firms that are set up correctly, the firms that are operating correctly, they're going to be here for the long haul. I think prop firms will eventually may change their business type in a certain way to operate more like hedge funds. And obviously, if regulation does come into play, then that is definitely something that will happen. I also think that if people continue tarnishing prop firms and tearing them down to the degree that they are at the moment, I believe that regulations will come in a lot sooner and they will come in a lot harder. So you guys who are pretty much being ungrateful for the fact that prop firms offer 80% profit splits, I definitely think that that is going to maybe halve, if not more, to become more like hedge funds. Because like I said previously, hedge funds profit splits are a percentage of what prop firm profit splits are. So I definitely don't think that prop firms are going anywhere, but I do believe that they will have to soon change the way they operate. Regulations are definitely going to come into play. And as I said, I think the prop firms that are set up correctly and are operating correctly will last. But the ones that aren't, they will quickly be going under. What was the second part of the question? Sorry, Tony.
The second question was, what do you think, what impact do you feel the regulators will play when they come into the Forex prop firm space? Do you think it will be positive or help them to grow further?
I think regulations will definitely be positive for prop firms. Obviously, with regulations, that means that they have a set standard of rules that they have to adhere to. And us as traders obviously are going to hold them accountable, but with the regulations in place anyway, they have to be held accountable by the regulating body. I think profit splits may change. I think 80% profit split, that is the norm in the industry at the moment. I think if regulations come into play, then that will certainly drop. I think there will be a lot of things when it comes to wherever the broker is set up, whatever country, they may start to have issues with. For example, MFFX have just dropped all Canada customers, so obviously there's issues with the regulations there. I think a few other prop firms have been speaking about dropping Canada. Pretty much the same regulations are in play in America, so unless there is some kind of regulation in America as well when it comes to the brokers that the prop firms use, I think it may start to be a problem. But obviously that is something that prop firms will have to cross when they get there. But I do think that prop firms will be here for the long haul. And even for the American and Canadian customers, I think those regulating bodies will soon realise that prop firms are here to do a good thing. They're not all here to kind of slip us to hell, as MFF has quoted recently. I think regulating bodies will realise that the prop firms that are set up correctly, I do think that they will kind of help them to continue business in those jurisdictions that don't currently have the applicable regulations. But yeah, overall, I definitely think that regulations for the entire industry are definitely needed, and I definitely think that will be good for both the prop firm and for the trader. But as I said, I do think the profit split is something that may change, which obviously is a negative to traders. But like I said, if you were trading for a brick and mortar prop firm, or even if, I mean, a hedge fund, or even if it's an online hedge fund, you are going to be getting like a 10%, 15% profit split compared to obviously the 80% that prop firms offer. So if there is a change in the profit split, then I don't think that people should panic about it. But I also do think that people need to be grateful and take advantage of the fact that we currently do have 80% or 85% profit splits across the majority of the firms. Yeah, regulations are definitely going to be a good thing for everyone.